This time of year, a lot of people contemplate suicide. Don't be a statistic. Call the Suicide Prevention Hotline, sponsored by Nike. 1-888-JUST-DO-IT.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
And welcome back. Thank you, Mikey. That's such a great thing you're doing there with the suicide prevention. Again, that number 1-8, just do it. Suicide prevention there. Mike, we stepped away before the break here and we started talking about Rockville in the lineup. We talked a little bit about Monsters of Rock Cruise before. So I'm going to throw a few more names out at you here, and I want to know if you want to see them. Avenged Sevenfold. Oh. Evanescence.
Not interested.
Grandpa, come on. I Prevail.
Maybe Evanescence. It doesn't...
They have a chick.
No.
They
have a chick and they have that one song. So yeah. Pass.
Motionless in White. And
you have to sit through the hour-long set to hear the one song.
Right.
So.
I like these bands, Motionless in White, Asking Alexandria, Sleeping with Sirens, Bad Flower. Aaron Jones is off the chain, dude. Black guy sings and plays guitar, blues-type style, blues rock type thing. Really good. Really cool guy. I got to meet him and all that stuff. Pantera.
I don't know. Who's taking Dimebag's place on that lineup?
I think they got somebody I'm supposed to know. I'm sure I'm supposed to know.
Is it Zach Wilde?
I think you're right. Yeah. I think it is Zach Wilde.
That would be interesting to see. Yeah. You know, because I would know a couple songs, and just for the nostalgic, point of view, it would be kind of cool to see them.
How about Memphis Mayfire?
No.
From Ashes to New. These are bands that I've seen or I have an interest in seeing. All right, so we said Pantera. How about Godsmack? Come on, Mike. Godsmack.
No. Believe it or not, I get Godsmack, Seven Dust, and Disturbed confused.
Oh, wow. No, they're distinct on their own, but I can see that from an outsider looking in. I can see it. You know.
Yeah, they all came in at the same time. They're in that pigeonhole.
Very racist view, by the way, that they all look alike. That's very, very nice, Mike. Very nice. I know you said Alice Cooper. Chevelle.
No.
Alter Bridge.
Maybe. Because they'll probably throw in a Creed song here or there.
Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening.
That would be cool. Jason Bonham is the drummer for Sammy Hagar for, God, probably the past 10 years or so. So that might be, nice background music.
How about Rival Sons?
No, thank you.
All right. Pop Evil. Come on. Pop Evil.
I've seen them before. No big deal.
All right. Tool. This is a band Lisa hates. Tool.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
The only band she might hate as much as Tool is the Deftones, who are appearing the same night. Deftones, no?
No.
Incubus, you said no. Pennywise.
Nope.
And I know it's written as Ghost Maine, but it's something else is how they say it. I'm mispronouncing it, but I've heard a song they did. I liked it. Filter. How about Filter, Mike?
Nope. Nope.
Grandson.
What?
Yeah, Grandson. Here's a band that might be trying to steal from us. Nothing Nowhere. We're a show about nothing, so I got a half right. All right, well.
No one?
That goes May 18th to 19th, 20th, and 21st, 2023 in Daytona Beach. I already have the hotel room reserved.
Wow. But
I've yet to splurge for the tickets yet, and I don't think I'm going to go this year. I think I'm just going to keep that money, and I think I'm going to go to Yellowstone soon, dude. Been watching that series, Yellowstone. You watch that ever? You know what I'm talking about? It's on Peacock.
Yeah. No, we don't have the Peacock.
Well, I'm about to tell you how you can get it for free. Okay. What you do is you work out a deal with your brother, sister, uncle, mother's friend, whatever. And each of these accounts allows you like six separate logins. Now, they're accounting for people having a phone, a computer, a laptop, a TV in their bedroom, all this stuff. That's what they're accounting for. But I do know of some people who are taking advantage of the opportunity where one buys the YouTube thing and shares it with the family. The other one buys Netflix and shares it. The other one buys this and shares it. So everybody buys one, but you get everything.
Right, right, right.
Just throwing it out there, dude. The Yellowstone thing, definitely worth watching, dude. Kevin Costner, I think it's pretty good.
I heard it was good.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. And it's because of the area. It's not about the Yellowstone National Park, but I've been there almost 40 years ago, 38 years ago. So I'd like to go back. I think I'm going to go back next year. I think I'm going to go twice. I think I'm going to go once in the summertime and then once in the wintertime so I can experience both.
That would be cool.
Yeah, you've never been to Yellowstone, right? You went to another park. You went to the South Dakota thing.
Yeah. The Badlands, the Black Hills, Mount Rushmore. But Netflix. Kind of wishing I had Netflix right now.
Why? What's on Netflix that you want to watch?
A couple good things. One is my old next-door neighbor as a child, Tom Papa. His Netflix special just came out this past week.
Yeah, I saw that. I haven't watched it, but I saw he had one out.
You have Netflix?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I've been wanting to cut the cord on that, but there was some shows we were wrapped up in, so I couldn't do that. I don't agree with the way they spend their money and the type of people they paid $60 million and $100 million for programming. I don't agree with that, but there were a couple shows we were kind of watching and stuff, and Lisa likes it. So, you know how it is. Mama happy, everybody happy. Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
So check that out for sure. If it's anything like the live show we saw the beginning of November, we made our way down to Orlando to the Dr. Phillips Center.
Yeah.
And we saw Tom down there. Got to catch up with him real quick and see how things are going. And,
so when you do that, does he remember you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I met him again for the first time in San Antonio a few years ago. And then like a couple different times on Facebook, he would get on and kind of do a Q&A type of thing. And I popped in there and he's like, "Hey, I was in our old neighborhood." He was doing a show called Bread or Baked. It was a bakery type thing. He's big on baking bread. And he had a show. And he's like, "Yeah, I was down there in the old neighborhood checking it out during the taping." I guess he was nearby. And so we were talking about that. And then when I saw him this past time, he's like, "Yeah." So got to shake his hand and trade some stories and all that whatnot. No need for autographs. I got his book autographed when I bought the book. But yeah, check it out. Netflix, Tom Papa, PAPATOM. Good stuff. It's one of the things that we did while we've been on our little hiatus here between vacations and whatnot.
Oh, so you did get to watch it or no?
No. When I went to go see him live last month.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right before vacation.
Well, good.
And so then we saw TSO after vacation. We were half asleep during that program.
Mm-hmm. Did you find out? Was the Trans-Siberian Orchestra pre-op or post-op? Did you figure that out? Or
it was pre-op, yeah.
Okay.
And the people I knew in the cast was Jeff Scott Soto, who is always on the Monsters of Rock cruise, and he's been in a bunch of different bands. Mariah Formica, who is in that all girl band Plush.
Yes,
he was. And then Blass, his name is Blass, BLAS, I guess it's short for something. Blasphemy, maybe. And his last name is Eli, Blass Eli. He's the original drummer for Slaughter, if you remember the band Slaughter. He was the drummer for TSO that night. And they have two touring companies, and this particular touring company had three people I know. So it was kind of cool. It was just as cool as I expected, but the stage itself was pretty intricate and involved, and that alone is worth it. I've never seen a stage set up like that.
Did they have it like going out like a walkway to a round in the middle or no?
Yeah, they had like a I guess the ramp, whatever they call it, and then they had all kinds of hanging lights and LED screens and visual. It was pretty intense.
Yeah, when I saw Red Hot Chili Peppers one time, they had it like that, like lights over the whole roof of the whole place, and they were all moving. It wasn't lasers. It was actual lights that were moving and stuff, and then they had the visuals and stuff. So I think they've come a long way with that stuff, so it's good to go see some live music. Anyway, what else was I going to bring up here? I was going to bring something up here. Now I'm forgetting. The hell, man. So what are you doing for the holidays? I saw that picture of the outside of the house with all the stuff, the blow-ups, the lights. Everything looked really cool or really nice. Are you going somewhere? You're staying at the house?
No, for the holidays, we're going down to Davenport to mom's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, you said that. Okay.
Yeah, you know, with the 3-year-old and the 5-year-old in the house, and with my mother-in-law came in on Tuesday, so she's going to be with us for a week or so. I got back on Wednesday at like 10 o'clock at night. Worked Thursday, Friday worked. Went to TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Woke up Saturday, immediately had to go out and cut the grass because it's been a month. And then had to power wash the driveway and sidewalk because we got a notice from the HOA. Then after that, I had to do all the decorations outside. And then I come inside, I physically put up the two Christmas trees. We have two Christmas trees. And that's all I did for like 12 hours on Saturday. Sunday, we had to go grocery shopping because we haven't gone grocery shopping in over a month and take care of other things. Around town, pick up this, pick up that. We had to go buy a jewelry store, all that other fun stuff, and grab food along the way, and then come home and decorate the trees and all the nutcrackers and this and that, because my mother-in-law was coming to town. Yeah, so I wasn't planning on setting up Christmas because of the vacation, but with her coming to town, we decided to pull it all out.
Well, I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to hear Brenda's cracking the whip.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought your phone was broken.
No. Here. You can't hear the whip crack?
No, I can't. Let me let me get that for you.
Sorry. Wow, there's a lot of different whip sounds here. You can have a real whip, a mini whip, a indie whip, a speedy whip, a bullet whip, a swishy whip, a bongo whip, a double whip, a punchy whip, a slappy whip, a freshy whip, a crack whip, a slash whip, a golf whip, a tennis whip, a backhand whip, big whip, metal whip, whiz whip, splash whip, big bang whip. Got some options.
I got the same program you do, bro.
Nice. Well, I'm glad Brenda's keeping you busy. I know you had time to take it easy on your trip there. Did you need a vacation from your vacation when you got back?
Yes, that was definitely verbiage that came from our mouths.
Nice. So is there going to be time when mother-in-law or mom is going to watch the kids and you guys can get away again?
That'd be nice. It probably would have been tonight, but they went out shopping, so we'll see.
How about on the Monsters or Rock cruise? What's the plan there? Your sister comes up?
Normally, yeah, but actually, no. She hasn't done it in a couple of years because she works for the Osceola County school system, and they tell them they can't take their vacation days because they get enough vacation when the kids are off of school.
Wow.
Nice, huh?
Mm.
Not bad. So last year, my mother-in-law came down and my niece came up to help her. This year coming up, I used my my airline points to have Jessica come down. So my daughter is coming down from St. Louis for a week to watch her brothers,
All
which
right.
could be interesting.
All right. That's good.
And then shortly after the Monsters of Rock cruise, we have a Mother's Day cruise for
Ah.
the fourth. We got a pretty cheap deal on a cruise out to a private island on an MSC cruise. And then our last cruise that I have booked is the Norwegian Bliss. This is one of those super mega ships that has like a go-kart track on it and
Nice.
all kinds of stuff. And that's going out of LA to Cabo San Lucas, Mazatlan, and Puerto Vallarta.
Nice. Money
And
bags, man. Damn, living on
our
a
son.
cruise ship just about, dude. You're gonna end up living on a cruise ship, dude.
Well, I gotta get rid of this job first.
Would you like to live on a cruise ship?
I would, yeah. I would have no issue with it, but yeah, if I was like single
Do you
and
think it's a tangible thing? Do you think it's within reach that you could actually live on a retire on a cruise ship and just cruise the world?
Now, even if I won the lottery, I couldn't because I got the boys, I got, things here. So
There was
the
a
new.
show or something like that on Netflix about there was a handful of people that's what they did. They basically lived to cruise and cruised to live. And if they had to change boats, they went from one to another, but they were constantly cruising. And Mike is frozen. Frozen Mike. This is going to be awesome. We got Mike's frozen. He could probably hear me, but he's all frozen up on my end here. So this would be interesting to see how this comes out. But right now, it looks like he's getting ready to blow out the birthday candles on his birthday cake here. He's solid stiff. Looks like he's in the actual freezer itself. Can't hear him. Can't see him move. But hey, it's a live recording, so we have to keep pushing on. Mike's talked about the Monsters of Rock cruise that he was on. Looks like Mike might have jumped out and maybe jumping right back in is what I'm thinking. Yeah, there he
There
is.
we go. What
Can you hear him?
happened?
I don't know. You got sucked into a portal or something. The aliens grabbed you.
Right. Yeah, there's a guy named Super Mario who is on a Royal Caribbean ship all the time. And I think 50 weeks a year he's on, and he works from there and everything. He's older, probably 70s, but does some kind of online work, and he lives on the boat, and he's kind of famous for being that guy.
All right.
Not
Now,
that, whatever. I would watch
my question is where does he go on at 2 weeks? Does he go to his does he have a house somewhere? What does he do
Yeah,
for that
I
2 weeks?
think he's got like a condo in Miami that he goes to, if it didn't fall down, So,
Now,
yeah.
is he required each time they disembark, is he required to go through the procedures of the whatever you call that, where you get together and learn about the lifeboats and your life
The muster
jackets?
film.
Yeah, the muster thing.
I think they might give him a pass, like under the carpet type thing. I'm sure he's required to do it.
Is he like in a penthouse villa or something or what?
Probably not.
He's in
Probably.
steerage.
Yeah, who knows? I don't even know if he does an inside room or if they upgrade him, because of the amount of times that he's been on a boat. I'm sure he gets all kinds of discounts and whatnot.
That would be interesting. I would wonder how that would feel, but I guess if you like cruising, you would love it. If you don't and you like it every once in a while, I'm just not sure if I want to stay. It's like going to a resort or something for a vacation. It's okay, and you're probably not going to run into many of the same people later on or somewhere else. But my thing is on a boat, you don't have a choice sometimes. You're out in the ocean. You
Yeah,
can't
there's
get
only
away
so
from
far,
everybody.
right? Yeah, well, I guess it's his personality. It fits his personality.
Probably running a few companies.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, the only people that are constant are the people that work there. Every 3 to 4 days or every week, it's a new
You know,
group of thousands of people.
I bet you it pays for itself because I bet you what happens is he gets a tax break because he doesn't have to pay taxes because he's not in the country. He's probably not, is he a United States citizen? But if he's not making money in the United States, does he still have to pay income tax on that? Maybe he's saving a bunch of money on taxes.
No, income tax is something completely different, of course.
I mean, if you're making those monies while you're in international waters, who you got to pay taxes to? Sounds like nobody. Well, no state, no local, no nothing.
Well, then where do you send your W-2 to? You have to send it somewhere, and someone's going to want to collect taxes.
Why?
There.
Why? If he's not making the money in the U.S.
But it's essentially, he is. You know? He works for a company in Nebraska. He's making his money in Nebraska.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. I'll have to check into that. Because if you could save enough money on your taxes, that would pay for itself.
But yeah, even if you're like here on a work visa from another country, you're still going to pay taxes.
If you're, and that's the key word, here, not on a boat in international waters.
That's actually, yeah, it might be a good question to bring up.
Yeah, if you're a tax attorney, go ahead and answer that question in the comments here. Go ahead and send me a note so I know. I don't want to make a big mistake. I'll have to check with your tax professional before making any of these moves, folks. Of course, we are not here for financial advice. If we were, you'd be in a lot of trouble. You wouldn't be listening. And you're probably not listening now because it's the worst fucking podcast ever, as we say. That's the advertisement. And that's on purpose because I like to set the bar low. I would rather you be pleasantly surprised than greatly disappointed.
Right. Better to over...
Whatever. Under promise, over deliver.
There we go. I'm awake.
Under promise. So if you come in thinking this is going to be the worst, you have to listen to it, and you're like, well, that wasn't too bad. You know, okay, then. Great. We want you over.
Most of the time, sure. Yeah.
Go buy a t-shirt.
Buy two.
Yeah, proof's in the pudding. So on when you go on a Monsters of Rock thing, you're like a celebrity. You know people. You know everybody else. Everybody knows you. What percentage of the crowd would you say that are familiar with each other, whether it be friends or acquaintances or just Facebook friends or just meet up on the cruises? Is it 50-50, 50% people that you don't know? Is it 5% of the people that you know? Or how's that work?
I'll tell you the truth. It's probably like 5% of the people. Yeah, are you talking about the bands themselves, or are you talking
I'm just talking about you physically knowing other people, other guests. So it's kind of like going to a party and you see these same people. I mean, how many Monsters of Rock cruises has it been for you? 10, 12?
Oh, yeah, around there. This is probably going to be 11. And I would say between 5 and 10% of the people, you know, because the return people, I'm friends with a bunch of them on Facebook and whatnot. But yeah, it's a very small group that always goes. And then there's the, you know, people that are hit or miss. And sometimes, like, I have friends on Facebook who went on the first cruise back in 2014 that I went on, and we had a fantastic time. You know, granted, that was the infamous extra drink ticket cruise.
Nice, yeah.
We were mistakenly given 288 drink tickets instead of 72.
Nice.
And we had a great time with these two people. And
well, yeah.
They've never gone on another cruise. Well, probably most likely because they're from New York. We just had a blast. But they have yet to go on another Monsters of Rock cruise. And they're just great people. And I'm still friends with them on Facebook. And
you think it's a been there, done that type thing? Or
for some people, because of the price. Yeah, it's a one and done. And not that they don't want to do another. It's just that they don't have, you know, in this case, $4,000 to drop on a 5-night cruise for two people, you know, and we don't even have VIP this time. You know, we kind of taken a step back because VIP is another $2,000. And I feel for the $2,000, you get front of the line privileges for some of the shows in like the main theater, and you get front of the line privileges for the meet and greets. Well, all the bands that that are headlining, we've met before. We've got 10 pictures with them before. So not really worth it, you know? So be it.
Man, I just, I can't get over the thing about being in a tin can out in the middle of the ocean and being ready. I mean, I'm not an anxious person per se. I'm not a person that can't stay in a room with the doors closed or whatever. You know, I'm not claustrophobic or whatever. It's just not having the choice not having the option of getting off the boat. I guess you'd have to start a fight, get arrested or get stabbed or something to get off the boat by helicopter.
Yeah. You know, fall down the stairs head first. So,
are these all things that you've seen or what?
No. I think of all the cruises I've been on, they've had to do a helicopter rescue one time.
And what happened? And somebody had a heart attack or something or what?
I don't even know. I don't even recall. And we were off the coast of the Dominican Republic, and they had a helicopter come in, swoop somebody up. Yeah, that was probably 6 or 7 years ago. I've had been on cruises where they've rescued Cubans in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, but nothing. You know, I had a friend.
Well, maybe they were short-staffed.
Nice. I had a friend once who was the cruise line made them get off in Cozumel and get their own ride home.
Wow.
this guy owns a strip club in New Jersey, and he had $10,000 in cash on him.
Yeah.
So your cabin has a safe.
Yeah.
He didn't know that they had a safe. So he was trying to pull a picture away from the wall so he could stick money behind it so that it was in a secure place. And he broke the glass in the picture frame. So he took the picture frame and threw it overboard. Yeah. So they obviously there's cameras everywhere, and they saw him throw this particular picture frame into the ocean. And quarantined him to his room. And when we got Cozumel, they dropped him off. So he took his 10 grand and he stayed for about a month and then flew home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I didn't even know the story until I met up with him a couple of years later. I was at a Motley Crue concert and he was there. I was like, holy crap. Very strange. He had all of Vince Neil's tattoos in the same place Vince has them.
So a strip club owner from Jersey, is he an Italian guy?
To me, he looked Irish, but, you know, same thing, only different.
Nice. All right. Wow, that's crazy. That's a crazy story, dude. Has there been a time where people didn't make it back on the boat that you're aware of, where you're leaving and they didn't make it?
If you're ever on a cruise and it's around time when we're supposed to be leaving a particular port and they get on there like, bing, bong, will Mike Sofka and Lisa Sofka please call or come to the guest services desk on deck 5. That's when you know someone's not making it back on time.
Wow.
And they might get left behind. Yeah, I've been on balconies where I've seen people having what they call pier runners, where people are running from the mainland up the pier to get onto the boat before the boat leaves. But I've never seen anybody left behind.
No, you haven't seen a pier runner where they didn't make it? Damn it.
No.
They're swimming after the boat or whatever, you know.
Yeah, go on YouTube. There's plenty of them.
Mama must be home. I hear the dog barking.
Yeah. The dog won't bark when I come home. Could care less. Only barks when she comes home.
Do you know how to stop that barking? Duct tape. Just once around, dude. Once around. Yeah.
Not a duck. It's a dog.
Yes.
Some dog tape.
How about a muzzle?
Right. Yeah. My dog, supposedly.
Yeah, what kind of dog is it?
It's a Chinese crested. You remember Motley?
Yeah.
Yeah, same dog as Motley, okay. But just bigger. And this one's named Cece, after Cece DeVille.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So when's the next show you're going to outside of Monsters of Rock? Did we talk about that? You have a concert lined up? Because you're the world-class traveler, not me, dude. I used to be. You've taken that title.
I don't have anything planned. Bowling for Soup's not coming. Motley, I'm done with the Motley thing. Paying extraordinary prices for the same band that I've listened to since 1985.
Yeah, but it's nothing but a good time.
Yeah, actually, that tour might be a possibility. Night Ranger. Oh, Night Ranger is playing in a Coey on a free concert in Ocoee.
Really? When's that?
March. I'll send it to you. Yeah. It's some kind of free festival that's going on in Ocoee, like Founders Day or something like that.
Okay. And
Night Ranger is going to be there. But the Bret Michaels, the Bret Michaels Night Ranger concert tour, I was considering until I saw the free concert for Night Ranger in Ocoee. So that's probably what I'll do is do Night Ranger maybe if I can find an inexpensive hotel room and I don't know, maybe bring the kid.
Now, is it a free concert like the Downtown Orlando free concert series where you have to get a ticket and you have to be up front because you're going to be in the friggin' woods?
I have no idea.
Like maybe there's a paid area and a promotion area and because, you know, we always were front row, dude. We spoiled ourselves over the years.
Yeah. If not front row, close enough to it. I'm not sure how they work that, but I would like to go see that. Nothing else piques my interest. You know, if Sammy Hagar comes around, maybe I'll go see Sammy. But yeah. Kinda not over it. It's just it's sometimes it's more of a pain in the ass than get off my lawn.
I did see an advertisement on social media today for Sammy Hagar. You can buy somebody a Red Rocker gift card for Christmas.
Of course.
That thought never even crossed my mind.
Yeah, right. And so you can buy merchandise. So you can buy $40 t-shirts off his website.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, my dude Rick Nielsen's got a vodka out now. Rockin' Vodka. He's made some appearances around, you know, outside of touring and when he was healthy and able to tour and go out and pimp that. But they were pimping that for a while as a startup. And for X amount of dollars, you would get this. And for more money, you would get that. And for like $2,000, you got to basically, you know, hang out with him for a while at the distillery or something. You know, that's what it sounded like anyway. Right. So.
Yeah. Transportation on your own dime, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. Transportation, hotel, all that stuff. Yeah. What are you going to stay? What are you going to sleep? You going to tell him his wife to move over? Hey, I'm coming in, staying tonight. Let me ride on your checkerboard tractor.
He has a checkerboard tractor?
Yeah, it's more like a lawnmower, you know, but it's checkerboard. Yeah.
Interesting.
And it doubles as a snow blowing thing. You could ride it like in your driveway and blow the snow off. Yeah.
Right.
That's going to happen this weekend, dude, in up northeast, dude. They just had them when you were on your vacation in Hawaii. They had like, I don't know, like 6 feet of snow dumped on them in like no time. And now it's going to happen again this weekend, dude. They're having problems. They're worried about football games and all that crap.
Yeah. Aren't the Jaguars playing in Jersey right now?
Jaguars are playing in Jersey right now. So they should be out in time because they'll leave right after the game. But there's teams that would normally leave Friday or Saturday for the Sunday or Monday game. And they're leaving like they left like today to try to get out before the storm. And then there's teams that are worried about being stuck there. Yeah. Yeah. No, I picked that game. Yeah. I picked them to beat the Cowboys too. And they did.
That was great.
Yeah.
I thought they were playing the Giants. They're playing the Jets.
Yeah. And Jets.
It's just about halftime.
Well, it's the same stadium. It's like the Chargers and the Rams. I mean, it's the same. They're sharing a stadium.
Yeah.
I get it.
Jersey.
Yeah, they need to call those teams Jersey already. I mean, even Brooklyn, don't they play in Jersey or they play in Brooklyn now?
They're now playing Brooklyn.
The basketball thing? Okay. But the Devils. Well,
didn't you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction at the Barclays Stadium?
That's where the Islanders play.
Right, the Barclays, which is in Brooklyn. Yeah. Brooklyn Nets, that's where they play.
Okay.
Yes.
So the Long Island team, the Islanders, they play in Brooklyn.
I think they play in Nassau Coliseum.
I think they used to. I think they're at the Barclays now, too.
Okay. Right.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I have a friend, Chip, who's a big Islanders fan. He's been an Islanders fan forever. So just tell me in the comments there, Chip. Tell me what the hell I don't know there. Yeah, that was some trip, dude. That was a hell of a trip. That's a picture I put up on socials today for Rick's birthday, the picture of us hanging out at 5 in the morning at the NBC studios for their appearance on the Today Show.
Wow, Rockefeller Center?
Yeah, it was something else. It was a good time. I was one of they called me aside at the just right away. Somebody saw my tattoo and they pulled me aside and they said, "Hey, you know, they're playing inside. They're not playing." I didn't know what to expect. I thought maybe they're going to play outside in the morning, like sometimes they do. But it was cold and they were playing inside. So he's like, "Not everybody's going to do this. We're going to take maybe 10, 20 people up there and you can be one of them if you want." And I was like, "Yeah, okay." So I started talking to the guy and breaking bread with him kind of. And he was like, "Well, you've been to a bunch of shows. Point the people that deserve to go upstairs." So now, again, I had the power. You know, I had the power in a few Orlando shows before, but I had the power again. I was like, him, not her. I don't like her. Her, you know, like that. It was fun, though. It was a good time. We had, we're on YouTube videos. To this day, you can go on YouTube and see videos of that. We made posters and stuff. It's pretty cool. It was just the band and like 20 fans inside the NBC Today show studio.
Cool.
And of course, they told you not to take pictures or video, but I did anyway. So,
right. Did I get those new Ray-Ban glasses with the camera? Right
yeah, there? Yeah.
Yeah. Waiting for the price on those to go down.
Well, we're almost out of time here. We do have to start wrapping up soon. Before we get the shout outs, I do want to remind everybody and thank Nike for sponsoring that suicide hotline 1-8. Yeah. Just do it. So, if you know anybody around the holidays here not feeling too good, you're not feeling too good about life yourself, go ahead and just call 1-8, just do it. They'll get one of them 38 cents an hour refugees from a third world country that's making your shoes to answer the suicide hotline for you at 1-8, just do it. Mike, anybody to shout out to?
Just Santa.
Yes, ho, 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 bitches. I do. Hey, while we're here, you're probably going to see this around Christmas. So if you do, go search out the Angry Santa, the reading the letters. We read the kids' letters last year. Are still getting a lot of hits right now to this day. So go check it out. That's fun stuff right there. Check out my friend Gino Losi. Look for him on the socials, GINOLOSI. He'll put you on a monster fish. Check out my friend Night Fan Stan at Jet Set Printing for all your printing needs in Orlando, Central Florida. And then, of course, check out my friends at the Melon Patch Theater, Dustin Levine and company. They do a great job. Buy some tickets, buy some stuff, buy some advertising, give tickets to your employees, give them as gifts. They do a great job over there. So this was, 154, right?
Yes, 154.
In the books, 154, last show of 2022. Mike, a New Year's resolution, quick 10 seconds. You have a resolution.
To make it to my next birthday.
There you go. Absolutely. Happy birthday, brother. You and I have the birthday week here with Rick Nielsen, Jesus, and my sister. So happy birthday, everybody. All right, Mike. Thank you very much. Thank you for going through another year of this torture with me. I appreciate it. And remember, when you're listening to the worst freaking podcast ever, that's us, both mics. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Take care, folks.
See ya.